USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Senate is now voting on whether to convict Donald Trump for insurrection on January 6th. The lead attorney for former President Trump, Michael Vandeveen, gave his closing arguments.
With your vote, you can defend the Constitution. You can protect due process. And you can allow America's healing to begin. I urge the Senate to acquit and vindicate the Constitution of this great republic.
And the closing arguments for House impeachment manager Jamie Raskin.
We're defending the U.S. Senate and the U.S. House against a president who acted no better than a marauder and a member of that mob by inciting those people to come here. And in many ways, he was worse. He named the date, he named the time, and he brought them here, and now he must pay the price.
This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
There are now calls for the governor of New York to resign after his top aide admitted they withheld information about the number of coronavirus deaths among nursing home patients. Secretary to the governor, Melissa DeRosa, was on a call with the legislators this week. She said the Cuomo administration panicked over worries the actual number of nursing home deaths was going to be, quote, used against us after the Federal Department of Justice demanded the information. Recently, the state was forced to admit the death toll was 15,000, nearly double what had been reported. In January, Governor Cuomo was trying to defend the lower numbers.
It's not about pointing fingers or blame. It's that this became a political football.
He also said,
whether a person died in a hospital or died in a nursing home, it's the people died.
Republicans are accusing the governor of a cover-up and want him to resign. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A new study in Pennsylvania shows that pigs are as smart as dogs. USA's Mike Fortier has more.
Researchers at Penn State University announcing this week the results of a study on pigs and video games. The findings published in Frontiers of Psychology show pigs are smart enough to use their snouts to move a joystick to play a rudimentary video game well enough to earn treats from a dispenser. Researchers say the study proves pigs have remarkable cognitive and behavioral flexibility, even when significantly outside their normal frame of reference. One researcher tells HuffingtonPost.com there's nothing we previously knew about pigs that would have suggested they could do this to any degree.
A famous actor has been laid to rest. USA's Lance Pry has more.
More than 2 years after his death in 2018, the cremated remains of Burt Reynolds has finally been laid to rest. The actor died at 82 years of age on September 6, 2018, after suffering a heart attack. He was finally buried at the Hollywood Forever Cemetery on Thursday in a private ceremony. A simple headstone bears his name, with a bust of the actor to adorn the site in the future. No reason was given for the delay of the Burt Reynolds gravesite. The Hollywood Forever Cemetery is at Highway 101. In Santa Monica Boulevard in Los Angeles, California. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
British researchers say they have evidence that the famous Stonehenge may have first stood in Wales before moving to its present location. The research team said they've identified the original circle near the megalith quarries where the stones were made. They say the stones were moved to the present location due to migration. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.